It's the TK Jingles Podcast for July 28, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This broadcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. Today's episode is going to feature a new song from KJ, some new stuff from me, Brad Weiss and Robert Berg with some live sets, a featured set from 2016, and a few of your notes. Stick around, I think you'll enjoy it.
When we're driving down the interstate and you're buckled up and can't run away, when you're trapped, that's when I'll hit play and make you hear this show. Some inside jokes and some parodies, they have the nerve to call it comedy. But Jerry talks so much, it's a tragedy when I make you hear this show. Tony's show, well, you really ain't heard nothing yet. So come with me down the rabbit hole. You'll see there's so much lower we can get.
That song goes out to all the friends, relatives, and otherwise who've been forced to listen to this show by those who enjoy it. So last week, I opened the show with a rant about somebody who found TK Jingles no longer relevant. And I composed a little jingle for that person, sent it off to them. They wrote me back with this note. Just to clarify the comment about why you're no longer relevant, I live in the UK, and for the last number of years, I followed Tony via PTI and the podcast of his daily radio show, where clearly I became aware of your talents. Alas, I don't have access to PGI anymore, as I haven't listened to the podcast for quite a while. I'm out of date with all the goings-on with the team, so it's no longer relevant. That's sad to hear. But, you know, I think all these things are available online, so I wonder what means rendered that way. So, for those of you that joined us for Even Liver, you heard some really great performances, most notably Brad Weiss. Brad sent me in a rendition of his live set. Wanted to share it with you right now. Wow, Brad Weiss, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed that live, you really missed out. I mean, Brad wasn't there, so it was quite a treat. So this week, we had very little new music on the tkjingles.com website, but KJ did do a rendition of Emmylou I wanted to share with you all. And then part of the effort of this podcast is to keep this whole thing going, keep new music flowing. So while I didn't do anything this week, because there was only one new song on the website, I figured, you know, I should probably do something. So here are two songs. One I wrote on my way home this evening from work, just because there was no new material. And the other one's a demo I'd been thinking about for a few days and figured I better just lay down just so that we had something to share here in the open. So with that amazing, exciting introduction, here's a new song from KJ and then two sort of half-finished demos by me.
All the bitter winds will soon be coming in, so I know I should be soaking up the summer. Minnesota's cold, and I've been told I was born to endure its crazy weather. But instead I find must be losing my mind, seem to be wishing this season to wind down. So tell me, since you left in June, I've been to the zoo in search of a friendly baboon. stinking show. So you'd think I could have some more patience. And I've been here before, yet I still want more. Hope Tone starts before that September promise. But I'm not holding back, that's the strength that I lack. Every morning, keep searching through my inbox. Ain't just Tone's dormant state, I miss my jingling nates and our daily conversations. And I've been in a sullen mood since the end of June, waiting for more quips from Brad and old Johnny Croon. And here's me asking, oh, you just sing, little jingler, sing with me.
Called profits. That's the day you were dead to me, Raju. If you should ever fall into deep water and you call for help, I know just what I do. I'm not saying that I'm the one who'd kill you, but I wouldn't interfere if someone else tried to. Just to see you die, I'd do anything within well-defined legal parameters. And after all this time, I bet I'd probably laugh. Hell, I'd write your epitaph just to see you die.
Once there was an old man who walked away from 2 years left on a cushy radio contract fee, 'cause he thought that he could make way more cash on a podcast. He'd never run a business, he could barely use a credit card. Dum 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 dum. Once there was a young man who foolishly agreed to run his father's digital empire. So he quit his day job and started a website and a Twitter. Now his dad won't quit complaining and he's looking for a way out. Dum 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 dum. Dum 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 dum. Guys, so stupid. Three guys, so stupid. Once there was a producer who walked away from a minimum wage job at Snyder's radio station and joined the old man and his son on the podcast. Now he's an expert in Cobra and he gets paid in koozies. Dum 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 dum.
All right, some wonderful new music from tkjingles.com to entertain you this week. Please visit the website and leave a comment. I hope you enjoyed all that. Now on to some even liver memories. A note here from Joe Arrow. My memories of that night start with meeting the great littles like Dina, Bill, Tracy, Mike, and Jen the sports chick. Also, it was a pleasure to finally meet and hang out with Patrick Moffitt and Sean Morrissey. Accompanied by Steve Lipton and Claire, we even hung out till the wee hours in a bar not far from Penn Social. What a great bunch of folks. I got to sit with Anita for most of the night, and she is a total doll. And later on, Bonnie Burko joined us. Need I say more? Yes. As far as the actual show, I thought that all the musicians sounded incredible, and I so envy those people and their talent. The highlight of the night is when I was headed to the bathroom, and Gary Braun pulled me aside and told me that Carol Kornheiser was there and that she loved the way I sing and she'd love to meet me. Talk about a compliment. I immediately found her and thanked her and got a photo. That's Joe Arrow and his memories of Even Liver. And yes, it was wonderful to see so many faces there that we'd met online virtually or just heard about. So great time. And now continuing the Even Liver memories here, we have a live set from Robert Berg. And so after Robert's memories, it's a little bit different here. He's got a bit of a director's commentary for us. This is like something you'd find on TK Jingles Live, the DVD. So I think you'll really enjoy this. You know, Robert Berg is a little melancholy, remembering some of the darker moments and not giving himself enough credit in some spots here, but it is nonetheless a wonderful look back at Even Liver from Robert Berg.
Okay, Jerry asked us for Even Liver highlights or memories. I sent him an email a couple weeks ago, and I listed off like eight things probably, but I do have a couple more that I can throw in here. The first one was unfortunate, but... during Jason's first set, we did he did Uranus, and then we did I'm on a Boat, which was a disaster because the sound guy didn't show up, and we didn't have a chance to test out Jason's auto-tuner, either pedal or was something that he sang through. I don't know, but it didn't work at all. It was just popping and cracking. My mic didn't work at the beginning of it, and we couldn't hear anything over the crowd because the sound was low enough. So I didn't know I was screaming into a mic that didn't work. And then we did Intergalactic Howard Feynman. So then that's the end of the set. So we go up the stairs, we go through the door, and who is standing on the other side of that door but Howard Feynman? And he's engrossed in a conversation with Shad. Now, I don't know how long they had been back there, but the first words out of Howard Feynman's mouth were, "Hey, are you guys going to do Intergalactic Howard Feynman tonight?" And I said, "We literally just finished that song 10 seconds ago." And I felt really bad because really he should have been up on stage during the song. I mean, everybody should have been a moment where everybody could have given him even more applause. And anyway, so that was unfortunate. The second thing is that I just feel really bad that I butchered so many lyrics, and especially during Hamilton. And I know nobody cares. I mean, people were there to drink, have a good time, meet the bigs, you know, have your picture taken with Tony, you know, talk to all the bigs, tell them how much you love the show, how much you appreciate the show, thanking them. Like, that's, you know, and just talking with other littles and just having a good time, having a party. And nobody really cares. I'm sure nobody cares. But I just really felt bad. And especially, you know, if I blow my own lines, that's one thing. But like Hamilton, everybody was into it. And just, I don't know how it played in the crowd, but it was really embarrassing. I mean, I could not remember any lines. And I've never performed. I've never even done karaoke. So I was really nervous. And that was probably the reason. And I practiced a lot. I really did. And I felt like I let Luke down. But, you know, what are you going to do? But enough of my babbling. Let's get to the set. And I didn't want to do what everybody else did. Steve crushed it by filtering in the live stuff. And KJ added Mandy to her set. She did something different. So I actually added a commentary because I couldn't think of anything novel to put here. So I figured I would just throw in a couple of things that I was thinking about these songs. I don't know if you're good. You could just skip ahead. I know some of you probably only listen to the podcast to hear Jerry talk. You could probably just skip ahead to that part, and I'm sure he'll be babbling on here in about, I don't know, 5 minutes. So, anyways, thanks.
We have to get you on a trip to the Whole Foods produce department.
Oh, 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 food.
About the first dozen jingles I did, I didn't even have a microphone, let alone a pop filter. I just sort of screamed them into my laptop microphone. If you go back and listen to it, you can tell too, because the quality is, I mean, let alone my voice, but the quality of the audio is not great.
It's only $12.99 a pound. I smell patchouli almost everywhere. Hempers watches in the lost and found.
I love Whole Foods, but the stereotypes really are true, which is why the patchouli and hemp wristwatches lines are my favorites in this song.
Take me to Whole Foods. Navigate the haughty dopes and pretentious rubes. Take me to Whole Foods. Listen, Tony, just like Kevin said.
It bursts from flavor. Yes. This Caracara word.
Out there to all you revolutionaries. Be vigilant. Sometimes I'll just go through number one songs or hits by decade and just see if anybody is overlooked or just hasn't happened to use them. And this song somehow was available. And I was trying to make it work for the song and I couldn't get it to work. I really wanted to use it and I just kept saying, another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Like he tries to drive a bus.
And then that line came into my head.
A monkey tries to drive a bus.
Well, a monkey gets on. Is he doing recon? A monkey tries to drive a bus. Hey, you gotta know we're screwed when the monkeys learn to drive a bus.
Now, this song came about because Jerry had Tony on his podcast last summer, I think mid-August. And he interviewed him a week before the show, and then he emailed everybody and said, hey, if you want to make contributions, like if you want to write a jingle about this, this is what Tony and I talked about. And he mentioned the phrase that he thinks of the show as a club. So I'd been wanting to do this 50 Cent song for a while anyway, and it's actually not that difficult. Most of the time, it does take me 2 to 4 hours to write a song, but this one just sort of flew out. And I think it's mostly because it's a laundry list. It's not really a story. I normally think of these things as stories. And the hardest part is to make them coherent. But this one didn't really even matter.
Passwords and secret handshakes. It's epic and classic, a veritable earthquake.
Left, I really should have screamed out epic and classic and gone full Rome.
A tricycle up ahead. Going 15 miles an hour during a morning commute. Fool around and give him the
should have been pull around, obviously.
How much can he bench press? It's hard to say when he's doing bicep curls with 8 pound weight. His son Michael is a golf
for handicap is a two. And he can tell you why Yosarian's a rational dude. He buys a shirt at Lord and Taylor, then he's taking it back. We send in crack, pepper, triscuits, you could rack that snack. He goes back to Lord and...
I've been trying to put rack that snack into... I can't even tell you how many jingles.
Nation on his back,
I know you know this quickie.
I can't physically do this song all the way through.
Underneath
like,
the shrub.
Like, there's just too many places where I have to take a breath.
For the Cubs,
the purple line is bisected in your country club. You're scaring Anna Kendrick and you're feeling kind of snub. Gilbert dropped a deuce and bought your shoes, needs scrub. You send it at Barry Manilow on stage in a hub. Bernard Harris said he drew the ground a labor of love.
Okay, so the last song in this set is the Swordfish song. And originally I was going to use Psycho Killer by Talking Heads. And I assumed that it wasn't used, so I started writing the lyrics, and I thought, you know, I better go back and check. And I think either Brad or John had used it. Maybe it was some, might have been Joe, I can't really remember. But then I was like, oh, I can't use this song. So I literally Googled songs about killers, or with killer in the name, and the Killers came up. And I thought, I could use this song.
I think I made a mistake. What's this thing in my chest? Oh no, this is really bad. All road games are dangerous.
John Fitzpatrick and I were talking about favorite lines that we've written, and this one coming up is one of my favorites. And it was an accident.
I've been fish kebab.
I originally had written shish kebab, and only when I went back through to just see if there was any musical elements in the language that I could enhance, I just kept staring at it, and I thought, this song is about a fish, and I've got shish kebab. And then a voice in my head said, hey, dumbass, why don't you just make this fish kebab? So I did.
Man in the bill of death, for whom the bell tolls, it's tolling for life. Lesson learned, swordfish are not toys.
That was wonderful. You know, it would be nice if there was a podcast, or maybe a podcast, where folks gave behind-the-scenes looks at some of their jingles. You know, that would be a really nice format to do it in that style. So now I wanted to play some songs. Oh, we've missed that. It's the Schwitz break.
Yeah, the Schwitz, yeah, the Schwitz, yeah, the Schwitz is back. Better than ever, as a matter of fact. Yeah, the Schwitz is a joke about food and steamy dudes that entertain you. Oh.
Well, I've been getting so hard, pressed to find a steak joint just for me. A mix of concepts so strange, sauna slash grill slash BYOB. Oh, I see a man at the bar and his robe is ajar, his belly all wet from the steam. And a guy in the corner with a Sony camcorder, he's in charge of the Periscope stream. Oh, yeah, it was distracting.
In the spirit of Robert Berg's director's commentary, I'd just like to add that it's a shame that some of my best writing of the year is contained to these ridiculous Schwitz songs. I encourage you to go to schwitzsongs.club and check out some lyrics for the Ballroom Blitz slash All Dude Schwitz, because I think there's some pretty solid lines in there. All right, now I wanted to play just a few songs from 2016. We haven't had much in the past few weeks, but we have had some great songs in the past 6 months. Here are just a few by Steve Lipton, Brad Weiss, Anita, Joe and KJ, John Fitzpatrick, and then one that just keeps coming back in my mind, a collaboration by Jason, KJ, and Joe. And I hear this all over the place because this is a very popular Muzak song. And whenever this song comes up at Home Depot or grocery store, wherever I am, I think of Dairy Queen. So here are five songs from the past 6 months.
Picture yourself in an aisle at the bookstore. Miss Porterhouse lookalike with clean-shaven style. Suddenly Tony's there at the browse about a man with a wig illusion.
In just 1 week we've all had to hear more imagined slights that made you angry. 5 days when you off your beat about the lack of garages and driveways on your street. 3 days from your hotel room without a working Google machine. Oh, what can you do? Thursday was a Thursday show, so all of our expectations are real low. Listen up, you'll hear the show stinks, and you know the host drinks, and Ollie talks about our traffic jams, local reports, really sports, and you'll find a temper short, you're so perplexed, like a rock where you say, come on, man. Buckets are flowing during drive times, big waste of our time, but it's infectious like a bird flu. That fine man brings a hot tips, not just a quick fix, covers elections with a folky view. There'll be more joking about the joking, that's not broken nationals, hoping that it's possible they'll ever take a series. Gonna let us know about the dough he could have blown, except that no, cause he's a big dumb littles, tend to send him stuff for free. How can we help it if we think it's funny when you're mad? If you feel lousy, well, it only likes a little sled. He's the kind of guy who begs for a snow shovel. Please avoid the purple line or he'll be up in your grill. He has propensities that border on delusional. He likes to tell us that he pays too much for shirts. So for 1 week, how we'd like to hear someone else in the air who sounds as crazy. Liz Clark on a Tuesday morn, giving it to Tony and Cyan at the Boss Songs. Day three, it's a weekly treat to hear about dysmorphic birds from your friend Nancy. Someday you just might retreat, but we won't hold our breath till you say you're sorry.
I want some free stuff, some midges will do, but I just can't get enough of Lucerne cottage cheese.
Waiting makes me mad, free parking makes me glad, but I sure wish that I some coffee, ice cream.
My home is full of junk, but please don't let that stop you. I still got room at the sink to down some wine from you. I won't drive anywhere if Kevin says it might snow. I'll stay at the Mayflower, but at least I'll still do the show. Just send me some free stuff. Send me some free stuff.
Chessie is a doll. Man's best friend Tone expected her to fall in line. But Chessie's got her own idea who's in charge she'll redefine. Chessie's got herself a sheep and she bites him all the time. Yeah, she's clawing him in his eyes, and she's nipping at his ankles, the blood's flowing, and she bites through his clothes all day and all of the night. Don't you know that Tony's Chessie's herd? Mr. Tony's in Chessie's herd. Why did he bite her on the ear like that? She loves the long walks that they take. She always waits to get back home before she'll make. You know she thinks it's so funny when he tries to give commands. He tries to get her to play fetch, but she couldn't give a damn. Tone's got scars up and down his thighs. Training sessions ain't gonna help, you just know it. And he whines on the air, this just isn't right. You know that Tony is in Chessie's herd. Mr. Tony is Chessie's herd. When she gonna stop biting him like that in Chessie's herd? Mr. Tony is Chessie's herd. Doesn't she know just who I am? When she gonna stop biting me like that?
Restaurants, can't decide. Millions are dim and revived.
Friday night your hemoglobin's low. Streptococcus in your urine flow. Amoxicillin won't cure it, so do the natural thing, go find a Burger King. Gotta talk to that E. coli to speak of a number one with fries. Quit the chemicals included, you'll be just fine, though you're infected with staph. And when you get the
Lastly, we have an email here from Elliot Olshansky. He says, my Google Play Music library was uploaded from my iTunes back before podcasts were really separate, so I've gotten a bunch of Tony List shows from 2008 on my shuffle lately, many featuring Victoria Jones. Who is / was she? Whatever happened to her? And is she dead to us? Now, my guess is that Victoria was probably in that same group as David Byrd, who that was part of Washington Post Radio that would fill in for Tony when he was out. But I don't know. I don't remember that person. So if you know, please email me podcast@tkjingles.com. We'll share that answer here next week. So that's all we got this week, folks. I hope you enjoyed the TK Jingles podcast. I'll be back here next week with a live set from either Sean Morrissey or Jason Fuse. One of those two is coming up very soon. And then whichever one doesn't get to me will be on the next week. So come back. It's going to be yet another great episode of the podcast.
Because those crab cakes look beautiful and I really, really love a taste, but I die. I'm allergic to shellfish. The shrimp scampi look pretty good too, but if you give me a puffy face, then I die. I'm allergic to shellfish.
TanDuel.com, where real people meet up at a tanning salon.